I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 3rd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will present his proposed budget for the next fiscal year to the City Council on Monday night. Traditionally, the mayor presents the budget to the council on the first Monday of May. Koch is scheduled to speak to the council on Monday night at 7 o'clock in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. Councilors will be checking the proposed salary for the mayor after a consultant recently recommended more than doubling the pay to between $300,000 and $370,000 a year. Before the council meeting, the City Council's Ordinance Committee will meet at 6:30 to discuss a proposal that would make Lunar New Year a legal city holiday. At-large councilors Nina Liang, Noel DeBona, and Scott Campbell, Ward 2 councilor Richard Ash, and Ward 3 councilor Ian Kane are co-sponsoring the proposal, saying a Lunar New Year holiday makes sense because of the large Asian population in Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch says he supports a Lunar New Year holiday in the schools, but not citywide. There's been a change in leadership at Quinn Cycles, the bicycle advocacy group in Quincy. Stephen McLaughlin has been elected the new president of the organization, taking the reins from Irene Lutz, who has served as president for the past 10 years. Lutz was elected president after Quinn Cycles founder Nate Pipo stepped down. She said she never intended to serve 10 years and is happy to step aside, although she will remain on the board. Lutz says McLaughlin is a traffic engineer and has deep knowledge of road infrastructure. Quinn Cycles also voted to modify their bylaws and allow 25% of their board to be elected even if they don't meet the residency or employment criteria laid out in the original bylaws. Delia Buell was elected treasurer and Joe Hearn as clerk. Also elected to the board were Hatsi Winja to his second consecutive term and David Wilson. Rocky Pierre, Anna Engel, and Jean Ragusa chose not to be nominated for another term. Quinn Cycles meets the third Thursday of every month at 6:30 at Quincy City Hall after the mayor's Bicycle Commission meetings. A student is accused of threatening to shoot up a school in Milton. Police are investigating the threats a student allegedly made before April vacation at Fontbonne Academy, an all-girl Catholic prep school. The student also told classmates she was going to kill them. When the threats were made, sources say they were immediately reported to the school. After students returned from April vacation, the same student allegedly continued making threats. Milton police say they became aware of the situation just a few days ago and that they have interviewed students, staff, and a person of interest in the matter. Fontbonne Academy says the student in question has been suspended pending the police investigation. Police say no charges have been filed at this time, but that could change once they complete the investigation. Fontbonne Academy says it will continue working with authorities. The 35th annual Cleaner, Greener Quincy citywide cleanup takes place Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon at parks, playgrounds, beaches, and other public spaces across the city. Cleanup tools can be picked up at the Parks and Recreation Department Friday from noon to 3 and Saturday from 8 to 10. Volunteers are invited to the Mayor's Appreciation Cookout at 12:30 at Pageant Field. The Quincy Lions Club will host the iMobile Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Kennedy Center. Free vision screenings will be performed by a licensed ophthalmologist. No appointment is necessary, and old eyeglasses will also be collected. Quincy's first celebration of the Spring Festival Holi will be held on Sunday from noon to 2 at Kavanaugh Stadium in North Quincy. Everyone is welcome to enjoy music, dancing, food, and the colors of Holi. Admission is free. However, there is a charge for food. The Quincy Salvation Army Brass Band will perform a free concert Sunday at 3 p.m. at their headquarters on Baxter Street in Quincy, and all are welcome to attend. Well, shuttles are replacing red line trains between Park Street and JFK UMass through next Friday, May 10th. Yesterday, the first day of the change, Braintree branch trains were at a standstill due to a disabled train at JFK UMass during the morning commute, causing a headache for many riders. The issue was resolved at about 10 a.m. During the shutdown, the commuter rail is free to ride between South Station, JFK UMass, Quincy Center, and Braintree. The T says the service change is part of its track improvement program. Crews will complete track and signal work as well as station upgrades. The T says the goal is to reduce slow zones. Additional remains were found yesterday during a search of a wooded area of Easton, where residents reported finding a human skull this week. Easton police got a report about 1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon of potential human remains discovered in a stream that flows through the area of 100 Summer Street. The neighborhood's located less than a half mile southwest of the town's school complex. Police observed the remains were likely a human skull, according to the Bristol County DA's office. Numerous state and local police vehicles lined up yesterday in the neighborhood where the search continued. The long line of vehicles seen yesterday included cruisers, unmarked cars, a command center, and a small bus. All of the bones discovered on Wednesday and yesterday will be tested in an attempt to identify them. The DA's office says one theory is that a young male who disappeared from the area several years ago and was never found may belong to those remains. Witness testimony resumed yesterday morning in the murder trial of Karen Reed, the Mansfield woman accused in the Canton death of John O'Keefe, her Boston police officer boyfriend. Yesterday's proceedings resumed with Canton firefighter Anthony Flamati on the stand. He testified that he found O'Keefe suffering from traumatic injuries in the snow outside 34 Fairview Road early on January 29, 2022. Reed has been charged with second-degree murder and other charges in O'Keefe's death. Prosecutors allege she struck him outside the Canton home, then drove away after a night of drinking at two bars. Prosecutors haven't said where they think she went after that. However, they allege that she later became frantic after she said she couldn't reach O'Keefe. She returned to the site of the party where she and two friends found O'Keefe covered in snow. The defense has spent months arguing in court that the case was marred by conflicts of interest and accused prosecutors of presenting false and deceptive evidence to the grand jury in an effort to frame Reed. Prosecution's been calling on the first responders who were on the scene the morning O'Keefe was found to testify. So far, four have taken the stand, including two Canton police officers and two Canton firefighters. Yesterday was a half day. The jury will travel to the scene where O'Keefe's body was found today. A sweeping new hospital oversight and industry reform bill is on the move at Beacon Hill, representing what aides to House Speaker Ron Mariano view as the most significant health care cost control legislation in more than a decade. The legislature's Health Care Financing Committee this week moved to advance a redrafted 97-page proposal that combines lessons learned from the Steward health care crisis, major changes to how state regulators work to contain health care spending, and new tools to deal with facility expansions and closures. Mariano already declared his support for the measure, and a version of it will likely reach the House floor for a vote in the coming months, adding yet another weighty, complicated topic to an already packed agenda as the legislature races toward a July 31st deadline to complete major business for the year. Under the bill, acute care hospitals would be required to own the land on which their facilities stand to acquire state licensure, according to a committee-produced summary of the bill. It would also effectively require creditors and vendors to notify the Department of Public Health 60 days before repossessing medical or surgical equipment, and would void any contracts with providers that allow for any repossession more quickly. Another section would significantly strengthen data reporting requirements and consequences, an area where Steward for years has allegedly been failing to comply with and fighting in court against the existing law. Hospitals would also need to disclose audited financial statements about out-of-state operations for their parent organizations, certain private equity investors, real estate investment trusts, and management services organizations. Former Massachusetts Senator John Kerry will be awarded the nation's highest civilian honor today. The former Secretary of State, U.S. Senator, and the first Special Presidential Envoy for Climate will be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom at the White House today. The award is presented to those who have made exemplary contributions to the prosperity, values, or security of the United States, world peace, or other significant societal, public, or private endeavors. Kerry will be one of 19 recipients of the award honored at the White House. Others include former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Elizabeth Dole, United States Senator, Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Labor, and President of the Red Cross, Al Gore, former Vice President, and Phil Donahue, journalist and TV pioneer for the daytime-issued oriented television talk show. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 322. The NASDAQ rose 235. And the S&P is up 45. Asian stocks also rose. The dollar was down. The euro up. And oil at $83 a barrel. In sports, Toronto Maple Leafs force a deciding Game 7 in the Stanley Cup playoffs, beating the Bruins last night 2-1. Game 7 is back in Boston tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The series is all tied up at 3 games apiece. Red Sox lose to the Giants 3-1. They'll be in Minnesota to play the Twins tonight at 8:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mainly cloudy and a high of 61 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and a low 45. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, high 60. Could have some afternoon rain on Sunday, the high of 59, and then morning rain on Monday, but mild, high Monday, 74. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet, a northeast wind at 5 to 10, gusting to 20. The high tide, 7:30 a.m. Sunrise, 5:36, set at 7:46. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open Saturday morning at 6 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 3rd.